once again, it's a Hodgepodge podcast. Malice Cast Live. I'm streaming, so I'm the one that has to click on and off when I'm talking. But when everybody else talks, it'll bounce back and forth. We're going to talk about all things nerd. Anything that's coming up, anything and everything is available. Nothing's off the books unless you shouldn't talk about it. Then we're not going to talk about it. But yeah, so jump in the cast. Let us know your thoughts and tell us what we should talk about. On the cast tonight, you have me, your host, Mester250. So welcome to all the Geek Enthusiasts and Nerd Aficionados. This is the Malice Cast Live Season 2, Episode 39, All Things Nerd Podcast, brought to you by Malice Corp, malice-corp.com. You can see the website written there right at the bottom. Head over there if you want to hear any of the other podcasts that we do on this fantastic network of podcasts. The link is right on the front page, podcasts and other media. Click on that and you can find any of the different type of podcasts that we do with some of these other fine folk that are here on the cast with us tonight. Who are these other fine folk? Well, first and foremost, we have the Big Papa Matt joining us on the cast tonight. How goes it, sir?
It's going pretty well, man. My place is a mess right now. I'm a mess right now. I'm currently in the thralls of moving. So it's pretty rough right now. But other than that,
it doesn't look good, different to me than the last few podcasts.
Well, it's a camera trick. You know, you keep the camera level above the floor right now, so you can't see the mess that is my living room at the moment. So.
Okay. Yeah, I do see like a kind of over the shoulder, just a couple things strewn about over there.
It's rough. Don't worry.
Also joining us on the cast, who looks immaculate behind him as opposed to the Big Papa Matt, we have Nick joining us. How goes it, sir?
3 hours of sleep that I'm running on fumes.
You should be over there helping Big Papa Matt move. Then you could really see how you're running.
But I'm happy to be on the show. I wouldn't miss this for the world, you know.
Well, we wouldn't miss having you. And when we do try and get people on here, they go out and have a little bit of Steve Weiser and can't get on the cast and start sending us pictures of them with red face. And you just heard her laugh. Our female persuasion on the cast, Super Hooven Freak, how are you, madam?
You know, not bad. This is a much better week than last week. So there is that going for it. And I'm so happy. Well, we're not there yet. So when we get to the geeking out section, I'm really excited to talk about how strong the Flash is starting out.
Yes, I have not gotten to anything Flash whatsoever. But let's get there. Let's get there. We like to start this cast by talking about what everybody's been geeking out on, what they've been doing to tickle their nerdy fancy. Let us know in the chat room what you guys are geeking out on. Super. So you're geeking out on the Flash. Why is this season so good?
Well, first off, the storyline is cohesive. There's no weird plot threads dangling. There's no emo. The cast is in balance. I know they're missing HR, which I miss, having Tom Cavanaugh there, but Ralph is fitting in well. Cisco is, and I love Cisco. He's always been my favorite side character outside of HR, but you know, he's getting his plots. They're delving into Caitlin's backstory, which I'm fascinated by, trying to rebring out Frost, Killer Frost, get her back, how that's tied into her father's disappearance. So I'm really excited for this season.
Nice. I am so far behind on that show that I have no idea whatsoever what's going on with it. I know who the characters are. I know who Cisco is, and I hit the wrong button. I know who Cisco is, and I know it's not the one that sings about thongs. So...
No,
thong.
That was the most awkward concert that I ever went to because I didn't know that they were going to be the opening band, and having my dad trying to explain, because my dad took me to that concert for the opening act, and my dad was just like, what thongs are he singing about? What is he singing about? And I'm all, flip-flops, Dad, flip-flops. It's all about the flip-flops on the beach, you know? It was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving on. Nick, what have you been geeking out on?
Well, Better Call Saul just finished up. It was an epic season. I really enjoyed it. Had an ending there. I'm not going to do a spoiler here.
Thank you. Just I'm halfway yet. Through the first season.
But
it wouldn't matter if you even spoil it. It wouldn't have anything to do with the first season. So.
Yeah, but then I'm going to be like waiting for it to happen when I finally catch up.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen to you. But I mean, let's just say it kind of shaped some. It had some great character development throughout the whole entire season, and you really start to kind of see characters take off that kind of goes into what you see on Breaking Bad.
Nice. So, does it leave you waiting and ready for the next season?
It leaves me wanting more. Like, I wish there was an episode 11. I'm pretty sad, but I'm going to start Ozark this weekend. I've been wanting to see season 2 of Ozark.
Nice.
No spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers to give. Welcome, Red Meepaw and Indiana Jane, into the chat room. Thank you guys for joining us on this cast. The Big Papa Matt, what have you been geeking out on?
Dude, so much goodness. First off, today dropped Daredevil season 3 on Netflix, which
so
I got through six
so
episodes
good.
Already. It's been really good. It's
it
been
so good.
Super
I'm three episodes in, but it is so good.
Yeah. Episode 6 just finished, you know, probably about 20 minutes before the show, and it was phenomenal. So I got my Daredevil beanie on right now for it. But the two big ones is there was a awesome show on Netflix. I'm going to totally butcher the name of it, but it's Era Mentari, Devil and the Blacksmith on Netflix.
Devil and the
Blacksmith? And it is an Eastern European folk tale that they have turned into a movie. It's actually from Belgium, so it's dubbed actually on Netflix right now because the whole film was done in Belgium. But it's this really killer story about a blacksmith who basically has made a deal with the devil, and you're kind of checking out his story. It is phenomenal. It is really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Is it animated?
No, all live action.
Okay.
Really good stuff. But also, Big Mouth dropped on Netflix season 2. And if you didn't watch season 1, you are really missing out on a great show. It is killer, killer, killer. It's really funny, and what's really cool about Big Mouth is it's you watch the first couple episodes and you're just like, oh my god, this is junk, this is just over the top.
Yeah, that's what I got off the trailer.
For being vulgar, but it actually has a really cool story to it, and it actually is a very it's a great, I don't want to say educational, but it's a great conversation to have. And I think if you are someone out there who likes, doesn't mind being a little uncomfortable with some odd conversations once in a while, it's a really fun show to watch. It's a great binge show as well, and I highly, highly recommend it. As well as Seven Deadly Sins, season 3, just or season 4.
Yeah,
whatever.
Seven Deadly Sins is fantastic, so. And I'm glad you were able to give us some insight on Big Mouth, because the trailer on Netflix, that's just like, oh my god, there's boobs, and that's the whole basis of the trailer, is like, this cartoon looks terrible, looks horrible, and I don't even
totally
want to mess
yeah
with it.
Totally get it. It doesn't sell itself well, but there is a great story in there. There's a great tale to be told about just poor awkward adolescent kids, you know, these kids that are turning into teenagers, and just how awkward their lives are. And it really embraces that super well, and it's so funny. It is done in a very good way that it's exploitive, you know, it's not doing it just for the sake of it. It does have a nice story in there. It is deep. It is quite a few layers down. It is towards the core of the earth deep, but it is there, and it is good. And we are getting some fantastic stories of great concerts.
Yes,
in the chat
that's
room
what
right
I wanted
now.
To bring
so
up was...
I didn't see the answer from Red, but hopefully she puts it out there. I want to know if ABBA and who else? She said ABBA and someone else. You too. Was that the same concert or was that a different show?
That would be a very strange mashup. Of,
yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That would be a pretty awesome mashup, honestly.
That is... Well, it's just like it's a very odd mix, but those people, I think the fandoms would mesh well. I think the two fandoms would mesh.
It could have been a Bonnaroo type of thing where it was like a festival, you know.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Oh, different she shows, Red. So, okay. But I will have to say Indiana Jane, Motion City soundtrack is phenomenal live. They're one of my favorite bands live. And I'm just going to put this out there for the world. I watched Motion City soundtrack multiple times during the Warped Tour and things like that. But one of the bands I always had to go see at the Warped Tour, and I'm gonna let you guys give me some hell for this one if you want to, but the one that I was at all the time, every year they played, was Yellow Card. They were one of my favorite bands.
I thought you were gonna say Nickelback.
Live.
Nickelback would never even, I don't even think they could be allowed in the Warped Tour.
No, probably not.
I was like, he's going to say Nickelback.
But Yellow Card was great live. I'm just saying this. Their music, you know, whatever it was, but they were a great live band. I loved them live. So
me and the Big Papa Matt have
Indiana Jane's got my back. There we go.
Well, me and the Big Papa Matt have a mutual friend by the name of Tim. Same thing. Loved Yellow Card live. If you go off of him.
And that's the thing. I remember dragging, like telling Tim, like, bro, we got to go check them out. He's like, are they really good live? And I was like, bro, they're phenomenal. Let's go. And yeah, we went and watched Yellow Card.
And this is what we mean by a hodgepodge podcast. It's going to go everywhere. Yeah. Let me talk about what I've been geeking out on. And I'm going to roll this right into asking you guys a question of what you would do. My geek out is what majority of the West Coast is focused on right now, what California is focused on, and it's all waiting to lose horribly at the $1 billion that is up for the California lottery, and I am waiting to see my numbers not get called.
Just went and paid more of the sucker tax. That's all the lotto is, man. Yep. The sucker tax.
But you know what?
Thanks for paying for our streets.
Exactly. Well, the funny thing was I go in there and I'm like, what I get? Like 18 bucks of, I paid $18 because it was $2 per numbers. The guy in front of me, $100 for tickets. I'm like, you realize it's not giving you any better chances over paying $20 or paying, you know, $10 to pay $100. So people will go crazy for this, but that's my question. If you won the lottery, what would you do?
Man, that's a tough question. I can't believe you just dropped that on me like that. What's funny is I have this conversation with like my team up here in the North Bay, and there's two of them that work for me. They're like, I know exactly what I do. Let me show you the house I'd buy. Let me show you the stuff I'd put in. Like, they've planned this out, right? For me, honestly, I would just buy a small place. I would go and be recluse somewhere out in the mountains all by myself.
You become the Unabomber.
And yeah, I would let the beard just get gnarly and it would be fantastic. I would turn into a true mountain man. And honestly, I would do that just to have a really small place like that so that I could have some place that I would just like get to after just like traveling somewhere. Because what I always wanted to do was go through like history books and just like, all right, I got to go see this now. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Like, this was a dope story. This is a great book. This is a great moment. And taking things like the Bible and Qurans and going and finding all those places mentioned in all these books that have been around for thousands and thousands of years, you know, and just go and see those places. And I that would be kind of my thing. So
I wouldn't want anybody to know that I want it though.
Exactly. That's the one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I was talking with the Smack Talk guys yesterday when they were recording for their next episode. And I was like, well, we'll see if I win $500 million tomorrow, because that's what the payout is if, you know, you only get half of that $1 billion. But they're like, man, if you win $500 million, we are coming on board with you for whatever studio sound space you open up. And I was like, that's probably what I would do. I'd probably go full force into getting, like, taking going, like, full-on podcast, you know, just look to interview people and have fun with it. But, I told him, I go, first and foremost, you won't know where I'm at. I'm just disappearing on you because I don't want anybody to know. I just don't want those people coming. What about you, Super? You have any plans of what you would do?
I do have plans. I mean, obviously, everyone, it's travel. Hit up some of the world's, you know, spots I've always wanted to visit and just never had enough money. I'd probably run the convention circuit and go to some of the conventions I've always wanted to go to and meet the people I've always wanted to meet and just never had the money to go do. But I would, first off, I would have to give it back to, because the numbers that I play are my favorite actor's birthday and the day that I met one of my favorite humans on Earth. So I would have to give some of the money to their charities, because, you know, clearly if their numbers bring me luck and I win the lotto, then I gotta, you know, I gotta pay it back to their charities. But
just to cut you off really quick, did it not sound like to anybody else like she's an alien? Like when I met one of the most coolest my humans.
Humans. Oh, no, humans.
Humans. Yes.
I was like, there's a I'm secret not here.
Yes. Yes.
We should call each other.
Right? I regret my phrasing a little bit of that because, yeah, but, you know, that's definitely what I would do. But I've always wanted to travel, and I wouldn't work. I would probably just do, you know, play around for a couple years and then kind of go like, okay, what can I do, you know, now to try and make some situations better for people.
Talking about like never winning the lottery, just paying towards the tax and stuff. I had one of the guys that I used to work with when I did a telecom install. I used to go and crawl up into Verizon buildings and run wires and stuff like that. One of the guys had been with Pac Bell and Verizon for, God, 30, 40 years. And every week, the people at his work all gathered together, bought a ticket. And the one week that he didn't chip in to buy the ticket, everybody at work won the lottery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's how the stories always go, is that when you don't try, that's when something happens. So that's the only reason I paid into this, because it's like, if I end up seeing the numbers that I would get picked, I would be, yeah. So
you actually pick the numbers though? Like,
oh yeah.
Really?
I do quick picks as well, but I go, yeah. There's like three or four that I do like important numbers, like me and my wife's birthday and anniversary and when we were married and stuff like that. Just what the, you know, what the heck?
Plus, never, to each their
how
own,
do you
man.
Do that?
I hope you win.
Pick your own numbers on a ticket.
You have to go, so you don't go up to the front. Over off in the corner at 7-Eleven, there's a little kiosk, a stand where they have like doing SATs. They still got the
things. The lotto is. It looks like the lotto is playing, you know, Battleship with you on a little tiny screen.
So you still fill out the little bubbles and you give it to them and they put it in the machine and it comes back and it just gives you a ticket with those numbers you chose. So, but to make it more clear as to why I do this anytime a big lotto thing comes up, I'm going to tell you this story, and everybody can laugh at my horrible, horribleness that happened to me. But about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, my best friend was getting married up in Vegas, and I was up there for his wedding, and he told me, I had a dream that you won big, so bet big on everything. So what do? I bet big on everything, but I was flat broke at the time. So betting big, I had $10 left to my name, and I needed to get breakfast for the morning. So I went to a slot machine. It was a dollar slot machine. I wanted to make sure I had something for breakfast, so I only bet $1 on that slot machine. That slot machine hit the jackpot, which only pays out if you do $3, and it was $7.1 million. Yeah. It was painful.
You couldn't just go with the $3.99 steak and eggs. You were like, I need the $9.99.
It was so utterly painful because I just stared there. I stood there for literally like 10 minutes just staring at the machine going, okay, is it broken? What's the, you know, I finally read the little details and it's like jackpot only pays out, and it was a progressive jackpot.
Max
so
bet. Yeah, for max bet.
How much did you get though?
Nothing. You get nothing. Yeah. If you don't do max bet, you get nothing on jackpot. Because it's a progressive. Yeah, huh. It was painful. So every time I go to Vegas now, I call that friend up and I go, do you have any dreams about me?
I need dreams. I need your dreams. What's up, Icy Zora and Pryden in the chat? How y'all doing tonight?
And I saw, I think, Indiana Jane said she'd travel. Looks like Red Meepaw said that she would donate a lot of it from what I saw in the chat room. We're talking about what would people do if they won a lottery this big that was, you know, $500 million payout after the taxes have been taken.
I would never ask about your dreams about anybody I see. That's for sure.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Okay.
Those dreams need to stay your dreams for a reason.
Okay. So we do usually talk about the nerd news here, the geek news, the pop culture news. I'm trying to switch over so that you guys can see me instead of staring at somebody not talking. We talk about what's going on in the pop culture universe. And it was a slow week, so that's why we're into hodgepodge. But right before this cast happened, Super found out that Netflix is canceling another Marvel show, and it's falling right in line with what I said last week when we talked about it. Luke Cage, they canceled it. We're not getting a third season. What do you guys think?
Sweet. Go spend your money on something else that is good.
You didn't like the second season of Luke Cage?
It was. Honestly, I still haven't finished it. To tell you the truth, like, really? I've had to force myself to watch the 5 episodes that I've watched. But
it got better. Yeah. I liked it. I liked it.
I hear Monty Python, like, "You're dead. I got better.
I got better.
Yeah, I got better.
I feel fine.
Yeah,
I can go for a walk."
No. I don't think production was too expensive. I think there's two options. Either Mest is right and they're going to just combine the two to do the Heroes for Hire to save a little bit on production costs, because I'm sure these shows get a little bit costly with the effects and stuff. And then the other option is, of course, that they're breaking their deals so they can go and be part of the Disney streaming service. If Disney's paying the big bucks to buy the rights from Netflix, which I hope personally doesn't happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, and Pride9 brings up Crunchyroll and Funimation are splitting. Yes, they are. Funimation is out from Crunchyroll.
That sucks.
Yep, they are no longer partnered with them at all. So they're.
I'm a big fan of the Crunchyroll and all the Funimation stuff that's on there.
Yeah, so Funimation stuff won't be on there anymore. But that was that last week. The way I called it was when they canceled Iron Fist, I was like, okay, well, I don't think that they're canceling. It's just they don't have a solo show for him to do anymore in the story. They're gonna go into Heroes for Hire, and what will show if that's the way it's going is the next thing they cancel will be Luke Cage, and lo and behold, a week later, that's what gets canceled. So, the Netflix head people came out about a week ago and said that they still have all the shows to themselves, the characters that they've worked on. So when Disney's streaming service comes out, they don't lose these characters. They get to continue doing shows with the characters that they've worked with so far. They won't be able to create any other characters, but they get to work with these properties still. They're not taking it away to the Disney streaming service.
What? I kind of think they set it up to go the Heroes for Hire route. If you rewatched The Defenders, the way that they kind of had Danny and Luke playing off each other, separating Jessica Jones and Daredevil, having them do their own thing and having them go Danny and Luke, I that's what I hope for, because I really did like the end part, the second half of Luke Cage season 2, with the way it played out and where Luke's story ended up and, you know, Danny. And
be honest, the only reason it got better for you was you finally started understanding the tone to the Jamaicans. You could understand what they were saying.
Took me all this time, I finally understand
it. and that's why you've watched it
subtitles.
Yeah, exactly, you have to watch it with subtitles. I love that the subtitles still have like the they're not spelled out like just normal English, they're spelled out in a factor of if you were reading it in that that accent.
gotta keep it authentic, man. Gotta keep it authentic.
Dude, I'll watch a bunch of stuff with subtitles because my hearing is just not the same.
I'm in the same boat. I generally have subtitles on all the time just because I want to make sure that what I'm hearing is what I'm actually seeing, because My mind will stray sometimes and be like, did they say what? But when I'm looking at it at the same time that I'm listening to it, it's just like meeting with each other.
Only if it's in another language do I have this. Well, and here's the thing. I usually if I'm watching something, I'm usually watching something like on the side and listening to it, because I'm usually playing a game, honestly, when I'm if I'm binging or something new's out, anything like that. I have this weird, like, I need multiple forms of stimulation, if you will. Choice of words, but anyways, it's one of those things where I don't worry about the subtitles. It just I don't get it, man. Like, my thing is like, how are these shows even making money right now, right? Like, I've watched a lot of interviews with comedians and creators of shows that are doing that want to go to Netflix and want to be on that platform, but they're not really paying a whole lot, right? And there's not really a way to generate funds on those. You kind of have to strike those deals for yourself. So it's interesting. I don't know. I think when you're talking about these big budgets that these Netflix, like Marvel, shows are doing, where is that revenue stream coming from? And for them to go three seasons, I think is cool, but you have to have a really super strong following. And Luke Cage and Iron Fist did not set themselves up to go into a really strong season two, and those season twos were flat. They were just flat. So
I love the chat room right now, because Prydine is writing in a Jamaican dialect on
And then Brett follows it up with, he's writing in Zoldazar, which the Big Papa will get.
There it is. I love it.
Zandalar. Well, the way I read it was as a Jamaican dialect, so
I thought he was quoting Cool Runnings for a second.
So. You okay, man? Ja.
You're dead, kiss, man.
Cool. Kiss the egg.
Sanka.
Great movie.
Sanka.
Yeah, this is where we were going on a hodgepodge of things to talk about today, because one of the articles and stories that I found to talk about is what Taco Bell is doing with Xbox. Did you guys see this?
So I saw that.
They're gonna have the dong.
Yeah, so they're giving away an Xbox every 10 minutes or something like that, but it's when you buy a 2 Chalupa pack, I think it is, you get put into the drawing to get it, and the Xbox will be limited and have the Taco Bell dong noise to open it to when you turn on the system. So the only reason I threw that into the topics channel is I want to know if there's any other systems or computers or something like that that you would love to partner up with somebody else and give you some one of their like their known slogans to boot up to.
I just want the old slogan from like Sega to come back. That's
Sega.
All I want.
Sega.
Right? Like, that's what I'm like. I just want that to come back. I don't know if I need someone else's like slogan. If it's not the only one that I would say is on the next Animal Crossing, give me the farmers. Bump, bump, bump. We are farmers. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. Is it the next Animal Crossing? Nintendo, Animal Crossing, work it out.
There you go. That's funny. I want someone to steal the do-do-do-do-do, I'm loving it. I don't know what I want to steal, but someone needs to use that, the old McDonald's slogan.
Well, now that
would be a nice slogan for turning on the game system.
Oh yeah! No. So I saw this thing on Jimmy Fallon where Post Malone now owns the old Olive Garden like saying, the "when you're here, you're family."
Does he?
God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, because Olive Garden got rid of it, I guess, and they gave it to Jimmy Fallon because he said it on his show. He was like, "Hey, when you're here, you're family, man." So they like gave him that coined term because they moved away from it. And then like just recently, I was watching on YouTube, Jimmy Fallon signed over that term, that phrase, to Post Malone. So I think anything's in the air now. I think Taco Bell going with the bong on Xbox, you could just be anywhere now. It could be anywhere.
Yeah, that's. Wow. I mean, this is. I'm just trying to think of the THX sound. I would love to see that on booting up your PlayStation or something like that. But
yes, yes,
yeah, for sure.
That would be great.
I'm in. Let's do it.
I'm just trying to think of what terrible noises could pop up before your trailers or something at a movie theater.
Just do like the Pillsbury Doughboy laugh, like, like right in front of it.
Or the Kool-Aid guy. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
There's too much fun that could be had with this.
There is.
I think it's funny that Taco Bell went this. It's how much are those systems, you think, going to sell for on eBay just to get the freaking Taco Bell dong on it?
Well, I mean, Taco Bell's dong is probably pretty expensive. I don't know what that's going to take to get Taco Bell's dong purchased, but I love your phrasing. Sorry, I had to poke fun at you about it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? The thing is it's Xbox, right? It's Microsoft fanboys. They are known to pay very pretty pennies for very odd things. So, and they do it ironically. Yeah, there's probably someone will do it to just have that running in his house for fun.
And you could probably easily put that on your Xbox if you're like a programmer. You could program that course. In.
Yeah, the thing is now is, yeah, someone's just going to go in jail. You know, they're just going to go in there and hack an Xbox, and now everybody's going to have Taco Bell dongs.
To try and sell it as. But yeah, they're going to do it so that they can try and sell a knockoff that.
Or but that's the nice thing about Xbox.
There's got to be something
Xbox,
in there,
right?
That shows so that it's a true legit limited edition win from Taco Bell.
It'll be hacked soon anyways, and everybody will be able to get it for 40 minutes of their time, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Good try, Taco Bell. But they do this. Taco Bell and gamers, like, they don't shy away from that kind of stuff, right? Like, they do those types of things. They give away PlayStations and gold. They did a gold PlayStation or a gold Xbox or something at one point. Like, they just, you know,
yeah,
Taco Bell always goes after the game.
I have a feeling that Taco Bell is hurting.
No, I don't think they are either. I mean,
I doubt it.
But everybody has that, like, giveaways that they give, but I've never seen it to this factor where it's like, we're going to really, we're giving it away, but now we're going, you'll always remember where it came from because we're embedding our slogan. I mean, how much better would it have been if it was Yo Quiero Taco Bell every time it opened turned on instead of just the bell?
The reason why I said that Taco Bell is hurting,
it's going
to
happen
I
now.
Never seen anybody at Taco
we just
Bell.
Put it on.
Nobody's
we just
ever
put
there.
It on the internet. We just put it on the internet. It's going to happen now. So, Yo Quiero Taco Bell, it is.
We know what should boot up every time is just flashing pictures of Nick Cage as soon as you turn on something.
I don't know how it happens. I don't even bring him up, but he always comes into the show.
Of course he's going to come. He's become
Nick.
Part of this. He's become part of
Yo
this.
Cage.
It's
Yo Cage.
It's great. It's
tied
great. Name.
In.
He's a big fan of the show. He likes to watch the reruns, man. It's his favorite activity on Sunday mornings. He tweets at us.
Well, okay, hodgepodge then. What if it's Sunday mornings? What
Indiana Jane said we made it 35 minutes.
what cereal does Nick Cage eat while he's watching our podcast on Sunday mornings?
What
cereal does Nick Cage eat while he's watching our podcast on Sunday mornings?
Something tells me he is a big fan of Fruity Pebbles.
I was thinking Cocoa Pebbles, but
Cocoa Pebbles. He might mix it up. He might mix it up.
You
Cocoa
know what?
Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles.
Cuckoo Puffs. He might be cuckoo for Cuckoo Puffs.
Pride in Super O's. I like that. I like that.
Oh God, this is off the rails.
What are those terrible, like, I don't know, they're not terrible, they're, I guess they're okay, but they're like the super, like, they're like O's, like they're like O, it's like they're, that's what they look like, they're just
Cheerios?
Like rectangles,
O's,
and they're like super heavy fiber. I imagine Cage would have something like heavy in fiber to help himself out.
Are you talking about the cereal? It's just called O's.
Is it? I don't know, I'd have to look it up. Yeah.
Honey O's?
No, the cereal.
No, it's like a rectangle. It's like a brick. Move on. Move past that. It was, yeah.
I hate
you. It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to be looking at it later on. You guys will all see a tweet later on what kind of cereal I was talking about.
Red Meepa says that's a donut.
That's a donut. Yeah, no, for sure. I don't usually throw them in my cereal bowl, but yeah, for sure.
So we now know that the Big Papa Matt just throws a donut in his cereal bowl with some milk.
It's almond milk. I'm lactose intolerant. It's almond milk. All right. So
nice. Red Meepaw says it's Legos. He eats Legos for breakfast.
He is a badass like that.
Yeah,
he probably does.
We're not putting Nick Cage on the same level of Chuck Norris of like. We're not making the Chuck Norris-isms towards Nick Cage, although that might be fun. That's something we might have to do someday. Just replace.
If we had picked two people together, I think it would be more fun to take the two from the time and have Chuck Norris versus Bruce Campbell, because he had the, you know, Chuck Norris show, and then you had, God, what was Bruce Campbell's TV show?
Which one, Briscoe County or
Bruce County? Bruce. The Briscoe County Jr. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah, I totally misheard the way that you were saying that, because you were like, man, it's the people from the time. And I was like, Morris Day and the Time and Nick Cage? Oh my God, that would be a match made in heaven.
Yeah. That would be good.
I'm in.
That would be good.
Getting Nick Cage up there and doing the OEOEO with Morris Day. And you throw Kevin Smith and
only Jay and Silent Bob still.
Oh, this is where the cast is gone.
No, it's great.
Okay. Yeah, so what else has been going on, guys? Is anything else that you wanted to talk about? Or you want me to throw another subject at you?
Didn't you finish up a certain epic show?
I did. I finished Breaking Bad, finally. And I liked it.
About damn time.
I enjoyed it. I sat down. I binged through the heck through it, like I said previously. Really, really enjoyed the show outside of the last season, the last half of the last season. I just didn't care about the new characters, so I felt it drug a little bit after the son-in-law was gone. I was kind of like, let's just finish it now. That was my only gripe with it, but I really thoroughly like Better Call Saul, and I think getting the story that you got from Breaking Bad just makes Better Call Saul that much better. So I'm really, mm-hmm. really liking Better Call Saul. And I talked to Big Papa Matt about this. I am loving that Bob Odenkirk is finally getting some respect somewhere, because he has worked in this industry for so long and done so much stuff. And just never, he was always considered a hack. And it kind of sucked, because I'd show people Mr. Show and they'd be like, what the heck is this? This is odd. This is weird. I'm like, this is comedy gold is what this is.
Well, and the thing is like, Odenkirk was always just one of those guys where everybody said he was a comedian. You know, you're a comedian. You'll never be anything else. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, killed actors. You know, that was the type of thing that would tear people up. And, you know, Farley and those types of guys that tried to do other, you know, works of art and other types of acting pieces, and no one allowed him to do that. And Odenkirk has fought through that. And honestly, Better Call Saul, he's kicked them in the mouth with it, because it's phenomenal. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Amazing acting by Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Just a phenomenal job.
Yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, he was given a chance in a show. And the show wasn't like, we're just going to make a joke out of you. And that's what you kind of got. That's what you felt like from Breaking Bad at first, was that he was that, like, let's bring this comedic lawyer and make a little bit of a joke out of it. That's what he's known for. But they let his character grow in that show. And I'm glad that they had that know-it-all to go, hey, there's a story here and he could pull it off. And he's done a phenomenal job with it. So thank you guys for recommending that. And if you guys didn't hear about the recommendation for that, that was over on Nerd Mosh Pit, which you should check out on Stitcher.
Where, I mean, we basically shamed you into watching that show. Yeah. You kept telling us, like, I have so many other things. I have so many other
things. I do. Ugh. And I still have a ton of things.
We shamed you for like 20 minutes on it, having to watch
but it. This is how bad I still have other things to watch. The one story that was given to me by Super Whovian here about I still haven't watched the stinking movie, and I know I'm supposed to, and I know Beacon would murder me if he heard that I haven't watched this after he's watched it probably 6 times already, but John Krasinski came out and said that he's already writing the sequel for A Quiet Place. I still haven't watched it. Still haven't seen it. I know. Look,
you're a fool. You're a fool. $3.99 on iTunes right now to rent it for the night. 24 hours. You get this movie. You can watch it.
Screw that. I'm just going
to
buy it.
Here's the thing. You're going to get it for 24 hours. You're going to be able to watch it at least 5 times in that 24 hours.
Yeah, so I'm just going to straight out. I'm going to buy it. I know it's going to be that good of a movie. But
yeah,
you should.
It'll be worth it.
Do you think
it's a great movie?
Okay. Without giving anything away, do you think it merits a sequel? Do you think a sequel will be good for it? Or do you think that that's too much?
You know what?
He said he's going to expand the world more. He's going to go farther into the world, is what he said on his list.
Absolutely can. I think it'd be a great world to play in and, you know, have fun with that, you know, because he changed up a genre. He absolutely changed up a genre of thriller and suspense film, because it's not something where you have to, you're afraid of being silent anymore. And every time you're watching a scary movie, I was rewatching one of the Insidious films last night, and it's a plain black and white thing where silence is bad in a horror film. When it gets silent, you start oh my god, it's something bad's about to happen. And A Quiet Place, silence was, you got to like be calm, you got to breathe because it was safe, and it changed the genre up. And that was something that was so cool and impactful, and I would love for them to go and explore that more. And here's the thing, Emily Blunt is your leading lady on these films. You know, Krasinski, that's her husband, she's going to be back for a sequel, I hope. She's going to be able to run a sequel on these films, and hopefully the genre. And I'm, anything you can put more Emily Blunt on screen for, I'm in. 100% sign me up.
Well, I don't know if they're going to continue with these characters, though, is what the way he explained it was, he had an idea for a story for a sequel, but rather than do the idea, he was like, let somebody else do it. And they brought in other people to start writing another sequel. And then he just happened to tell them, I did have this idea. And they were like, go write it. And so, you know, and that's where he talked about how he's going to expand out in the world. So I don't know if it's going to be the same character. He might just be on there just to write. Do you want him to write and direct, or just write?
Let him direct.
You want him directing too again?
There's no reason not to. He has not done anything that would say pull him off of that project. I think you should go 100% with it on it. I trust him to do that. If they said they were going to do a Get Out 2 and Jordan Peele got to do his stuff, I'd say go ahead, do that as well, because he earned the right to do it. He earned the right to make a second film for that, to direct it, to write it, everything. So
Indiana James just ripped you apart in the chat room. She says, who has a baby in a place where you have to be quiet? That was just a silly plot.
She wasn't pregnant when it all started. I mean, she was already pregnant when it already started going down. Like, those things were already happening, you know? It's not like they planned it. They weren't like, let's be quiet and have a baby.
I always get worried with those sequels. I thought the movie was so well done that I was like, it doesn't need a sequel because it was just that well done.
And
like,
that's what I was wondering.
But
about.
If you'd let me give spoilers, like if I would on, you know, shameless plug at Nerd Mosh Pit, I would tell you why.
Just give me a
so
thumbs
great,
up but... when you're done talking about the spoilers, and I'll do earmuffs myself.
We'll think it's a silly plot.
We can go the old school route, and I'll just earmuffs it.
Nah, it's all good, man. It's all good. This isn't my show to rant on and rave for an hour. I could do it because this is a great movie. It's a great subject.
I will watch it after this cast. How about that? I will go
Amen.
Grab it.
Please
and
do.
Watch it after this cast.
And you will be on the next episode of Nerd Mosh Pit if you do.
Yeah. No. I think
he's a good enough writer, though, that he can take the things that were good about it. Because if you write the same things, then it's not a surprise. It's not a, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. But as long as he can take the things that made it good, which the writing, it was very good. And then just, like you said, expand on it. Just don't do the same things, because that's the problem that a lot of the sequels today have. Is that they take the things that they made it good, and instead of just expanding on those things, they do it over again with either different characters or, you know, they don't add new things. So it's just like, well, I just feel like I just watched the same movie again. Why did I go waste my money? You know? So I'm hoping
they did a prequel to it. If they did like a prequel to what happened before, how they got to that point, I think that would be pretty good.
Well, you know, that'll eventually come about after every movie that does well, every franchise that does well, that's always what ends up happening. First, you get a sequel, and then you get a prequel. I mean, look at Conjuring, sequel, and then you get Annabelle, prequel, and then you got The Nun, prequel. Look at your other one where okay. The Purge, sequel. No. Oh, let's do the first Purge. And every movie that gets successful, I'm glad, not having seen the movie, I'm glad that Krasinski is the one writing it. have the person that had this thought and directed this film be there for the sequel if they're going to do it. My fear is same thing with Saw. When you went past the second one and it started being new writers and stuff, because it's like, we're going to keep making these movies as long as we can make money, and you start getting other people bringing their visions in, it's terrible.
That's when it messes up. That's when it gets messed up. Yeah,
because you lose the passion for the project. The first movie was made because someone had a passion for the project, just like with this one. Krasinski had a story to tell, he had a story to direct, and that was a passion project for him. If he's forced to do any more of them and he's not willing to write them, then I don't want to be a part of that. But if his name's attached to it and he's the one behind the camera, behind the pen, then I want to be a part of that. So, and honestly, the little girl in that too, the Millicent Simmons, the girl who is deaf in that film, please put her in more stuff. She's phenomenal. There was something so great to watch what she was able to capture on a film. And I just put it in there as well, but I 100% agree, Indiana Jane, you are right. We could have done without the pregnancy and it would have been just as phenomenal of a film. So
yeah. Indiana Jane says, I just want to see the new Mary Poppins. 100% agree on that too.
Yes, absolutely.
You're literally the new Mary Poppins. You're taking two of my favorite things with Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda and you're putting them in the same movie. My butt is going to be in that seat opening day.
So I actually ordered a new digital copy of Mary Poppins because I'm going to watch it in another week or two before the new one comes out, so I can watch the OG and then watch the sequel.
I just got a 6 degrees of separation because she like talked about Mary Poppins, then she talked about her two favorite things, which led me to a few of my favorite things, which went to a Sound of Music, which had the exact same actress that played Mary Poppins. That's where my mind went. That's why I read subtitles, because that's where my mind goes when I start just listening.
Exactly. And what's funny is here's a little Lin-Manuel Miranda spoiler. If you guys have not seen this on YouTube, go and watch the video that he made with his family. He took them on the Sound of Music tour because apparently that was their favorite musical growing up in Puerto Rico. And his dad wanted to be Maria Von Trapp growing up. I know, weird, but they filmed, his whole family filmed in the spots that they filmed the movie, My Favorite Things, or the Do-Re-Mi song, excuse me, Do-Re-Mi. They did it and they made this whole video to it and it's on YouTube. It's fantastic. Go watch it. It's 4 minutes. And it's just hilarious to watch these 15 Puerto Ricos running around Austria singing Do Re Mi.
Puerto Ricans.
Sorry, my name is.
I've been there. Man. It's in Salzburg, Austria.
Yeah. I didn't know there were 15 of those Puerto Ricos. I thought there was just one. Yeah. I didn't realize we colonized so much.
It goes along with your we have a offsite chat room we call the writer's room amongst all of us to talk about things. And we had a fantastic talk about a drinking game, and instead of saying take a shot every time this happens, the O changed for an I, and I was like, I don't think I can do that much. Because
auto-corrected
typing.
That was so funny. And what was so funny is I didn't even get it. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm like, is he worried about drinking too much? Like, and then I went back and I read it, and I'm like, you stupid phone. Like, why do you do this to me? Why do you auto-correct these things?
It's just like when you're on the cast and you talk about that many Puerto Ricos.
So Indiana Jane said Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda took over Disney Studios' Instagram account yesterday and were posting videos on it whole time.
Awesome.
So
I need to go check that out.
That's probably worth going and checking out the Disney Studios Instagram for that if you're watching this within the next 24 hours. So
yeah, and you should be. And if you're not watching it here on Twitch, then that means that you're watching it on YouTube. And that's youtube.com/C/MaliceCorp, where I put up nice little graphics to go along with this. So you'll probably get a little trailer right over here of the Mary Poppins trailer to see. No, not up there. Down where we have our logo. Yeah. Over on this side. Yeah, this side.
Somewhere. Figure
it'll
it out.
Change. It'll be there. Right there. Yeah.
I want you to chase the logo as we're pointing it at different places.
Oh, just start moving it around? Yeah. All over?
You should just float.
Yeah. People can't click on it at that point, then they're like, son of a.
Oh, better luck next time.
So yeah,
so speaking of like videos on YouTube with Lin-Manuel Miranda, speaking of the greatest band in the world, Tenacious D, You guys didn't talk about this enough last week. They have been releasing their songs.
Well, you talked about it in the chat room enough last week.
Well, no one was talking about it with me, so I'm on the
show.
Go
ahead.
So
you're here. You're on your soapbox. Go for it.
Tenacious D, first of all, greatest band in the world, as we all know. It's just it's one of their things. But they are doing their new album is being released in a couple of weeks, Apocalypto. And they are doing sections of their album as animated shorts on YouTube right now. Part 4 just released last night, The Robot. Before you go and check it out, first of all, it's amazing. Jack Black does all the animation, and him and KG do all the voices and sounds, all that kind of stuff. It's very, very low grade, but it's hilarious. Also, it is very unsafe for work. It is very heavily, maturely rated. If you know Tenacious D's music, you should know that already. But just be warned, it can be graphic at some points.
Their animation is always, very un...
A lot of genitalia. A lot of genitalia. Okay. And genitalia monsters.
Oh, goodness
genitalia
gracious.
Genitalia on animals.
Goodness gracious.
And aliens. And robots.
One last thing.
There's just a lot of them.
One last thing I found out today was Google's Frightgeist. I don't know if you guys checked it out or not, but it's kind of cool. It gives you like what the most popular costumes are and stuff. And do you guys have your planned Halloween costumes yet? Anybody?
Nick no.
Said. Nope.
Big Papa
nope.
Matt. No.
Oh, I did.
You're
going to
be man and beanie.
Not anything planned. I've looked at a couple of things. But nothing 100% planned as of yet. But a preview of what might be there. Just saying. You know what that shirt is. Hot Rod. If you know where it's from.
Oh, okay. I am attempting, and we will see on next week's cast since it's right before Halloween. I am attempting to try and get this beard colored and set up to look like one of our, and go get some glasses and stuff, to look like one of our favorite directors, Big Papa Matt. That's my
nice.
That's my attempt. I will.
Why don't you go with Guy Fieri?
No. I'm gonna go grab my action figure and my pop that me and the Big Papa Matt were talking about that he just got the pop in, and I'm gonna see if I can. I have to completely trim this down, and I have to shave it here because I noticed that his beard is just a mustache. If you guys don't know who we're talking about, he just won an Oscar, and well-deserved, and we're going to try. So
yeah, his we'll pop just came out. So
yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to color this gray.
And Pryden's going to be Hawaiian Punch, I guess, so that'll be fun. And then Indiana Jane, Miss Frizzle.
Oh, nice.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
Miss Frizzle.
I'm trying to get over here because we have trending costumes. I just want to know what your guys' thoughts are on these, the top trending costumes. If you go to Frightgeist on Google, you can check it out. I'm doing my local one to see what the top trending ones are locally. Do you guys have any guesses as to what the Inland Empire would choose for the top trending
costumes? That specific? It's that specific? You can put in the Inland Empire?
I could put local. Empire. I could put local, so it'll look in my area. So
also like Riverside.
It'll
stuff
ask
like
for your
that.
Location. Yeah. So yeah, Riverside. So what do you give me top 10. Give me guesses what you think are the most looked for costume. Well, top 5 is what it has here.
Bill Cosby.
No.
No.
Go more generic.
Oh man, I was gonna say like somebody from UFC. Like I was gonna say like Conor McGregor would have been like the number one in the IE.
Yeah, they haven't gotten really that. Yeah, we've got number one
the
is
Inland Empire Strikes Back. Yes, Pryden, absolutely.
Number one is the same everywhere. It looks like, and I have to. I want you guys to go. This is your homework assignment. Is go to Google Frightgeist. And put in local, see if it pops up the same search for you. But the number one here is the number one that's across the nation so far, and that's Fortnite for costumes.
God, I hate that.
I know.
I hate it so much.
Fortnite is a shit game.
Since it's the most popular thing on Twitch, we probably shouldn't say that. So.
Yeah.
Here it is. Cracklin' Oat Brand. Google it.
Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Bran. So crunchy, sweet, and irresistible, it's gotten you in trouble again.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's the cereal. It's the crunchiest, gnarliest, fiber-rich cereal. And Nick Cage is eating Cracklin' Oat Bran. Sorry to bring us off track.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Back to the show.
Number two costume is a Marvel character. Anybody want to guess?
What?
A Marvel character.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is number two. Yes. Number two most searched for costumes to do is Spider-Man. Riverside is going to have a bunch of Spider-Man running around.
That doesn't surprise me.
This is how my local goes. I've got three that make sense. You got Fortnite, you got Wonder Woman, and then you got Harley Quinn, and then it goes to Pig.
Which is super weird because she only lives like 15 minutes from me. So.
I know. So I'm like, how do we go from Harley Quinn to Pig?
It really does narrow down to local that you're in. I mean, I could understand Movel. They do like their pigs out there.
Oh my God. Which is ironic because you go to the grocery stores and you can't find bacon anywhere.
All right. Okay. So the Bay Area, Fortnite, once again, top of the charts. Number two, unicorn. Three, dinosaur. Four, princess. And I'm gonna tell you right now, those are all male costumes out here, so.
I really hope
I'm not surprised
that we see you in a dinosaur best. Princess costume, because that would be hilarious.
It's the best out here.
Yeah, I've got dinosaur on mine as well, and witch and the Incredibles is what we have.
Yeah, nothing that specific out here.
Riverside. Wow, that's I didn't think it would be that. I thought it would be a greater area that it would be figuring it out. I didn't think it was going to narrow it down that much on top search. So go to google.com, look up Frightgeist, and send us a tweet on MaliceCast or at MaliceCorp with hashtags of top five costumes in your area. I really want to know what the different costumes are in the different areas. I'll leave a link below if you guys watch this on YouTube. So I don't know if you guys enjoyed the show or not, but that's an hour. That went by really fast.
Nice. Look at that. Look at us. One thing. Never mind. I already talked about it. We're good. Goodbye.
He's eating 8 honey bunches of oats shaped like a donut. I don't know what's going on in the chat room.
Cracklin' Oat Bran, not honey bunches of oats. Cracklin' Oat Bran. Google it. It is a gnarly cereal.
That's funny. I'm not gonna lie though. I thought that they had a mascot that you wanted to dress as for Halloween. So I was really confused.
No, I mean, they might. I mean, check it out.
As long as it's not Grape Nuts, that is the worst cereal in existence, is a bowl of rocks. Dude, I can't stand Grape
Nuts. All my dad would buy growing up was Grape Nuts. Ugh. I was just like, Dad, like what? I used to go sneak the neighbor's cereal. That's how bad Grape Nuts were.
Yeah, the first time it was given to me,
that was me with
I was
Cheerios.
Like, what is this? I literally thought it was a bowl of rocks, and I was like, I am not. I dumped it down the drain. I'm like, is there anything else to eat?
And you busted your disposal?
Yeah.
And you just grinded up all those rocks in it?
All right. So we'll finish out this cast. Let's talk about where we can follow everybody. I'm going to start off with the myth, the legend, the extremely long list of where to find him, the Big Papa Matt.
I like to make myself accessible. So this is for all of you as to why I have so many places you can find me. All right. The Big Papa Matt on Twitter, on Instagram as well. Son of Maku on Snapchat as well as on PlayStation Network. Follow us, though. Check out our other shows. Quest for 100 at Quest for Movies on Twitter. Check us out at Comics for All at All for Comics on Twitter. And the Nerd Mosh Pit, also one of the Malice Corps family of podcasts. You can follow us at Nerd Mosh Pit on that Twitter as well.
Nice. What about you?
Boom.
What about you, Nick? You went through that nice, smooth click.
Man, Raider0314 on Twitter and on PlayStation Network. I'm also one of the three guys on Nerd Mosh Pit, so please follow us there as well.
And Super, where can we follow you?
Follow me mostly on Twitter at SuperHoobieAndNut, and then on Instagram at SuperHoobieAndFreak.
Nice. And I'm going to switch this back over to me so that you're not just staring at Super again. And as the Big Papa Matt talked about, if you want to follow any of those other great podcasts, head on over to malice-corp.com, written in big letters right below us. Head over to that website, click on the link. It says podcasts and other media, and there's a link to every single one of the podcasts that we do. Nerd Mosh Pit, it's on there. Comics for All, it's on there. Malice Corp Smack Talk, we put it on there, but
that's why I wore this shirt. It's my wrestling shirt. I wore it because I were to be on with Ken, and then he didn't show.
Yeah, he didn't show because he's busy sleeping in a pod hotel in the Bay Area. He's in
Frisco. Hit me up. We could have shared that pod.
If you want to see his pod hotel, make sure to check out the next episode of Smack Talk that's going to be on YouTube and here on Twitch, because he's recording right from it. So you see how tiny the little room is that this big man is inside. So if you want to follow me, head on over to Twitter and look up Mest_MaliceCorp. That is my handle, or Geek Guidepost. That's my personal vlog. I need to put out a ton of videos on YouTube for Geek Guidepost. So stay tuned. Yeah, exactly. Stay
tuned. Nothing wrong with that.
And if you want to follow this whole cast, Malice Cast and Malice Corp written right above. Thank you guys for joining us. If you want to support us, malice-corp.com, any of the Amazon links, when you purchase stuff, go there first to click on it if you're going to Amazon. Or if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime, you can hit the subscribe button above. It is free for you every 30 days, but you give a little kickback to us so that we can try and get better equipment here, so that when we have situations that our producer extraordinaire isn't here to set stuff up, maybe I'll have something on the side if I don't win that big lottery. If I do, you'll never see me again. Thank you, guys. Keep nerding on. We'll see you later.
What do you just said you'd go to do all podcasts all day if you won it. What do you mean you're never, never to see
yeah,
me?
Yeah, whatever happened.
Liar. Liar. Shame.
Supporting Malice Corp family.
Shame. Go to the shame corner.